house with me now, shouting, let's get in the room. You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. I can't turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, homie, let's get in the room.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 339. I am your host, Chibi D, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we are joined by a man who did not give me enough time to think of something clever to say, Wombat.
Hey, everybody, how's it going?
Fine. And Shipwreck.
I am also here.
Yay.
A stellar intro, everybody.
Good
I think
job.
That should just be, we should just can that and just every show should start with it.
Right.
Let's go home. Good night. Bread's done.
Exactly. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. Actually, we do have exciting things to talk about, like Grand Theft Auto Online, which we've some of us have been playing. Everybody who's not named Shipwreck, mainly. And also, what else? Other things of interest, for sure. But I don't know. What's going on, guys? Who went to a pinball party?
Who do you think went to a pinball party?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Was it me? It could have been me. I'm going with me. But it was.
How was it?
It wasn't me.
Oh. Yeah, I got invited to a Cincinnati pinball group. I don't know the name of their group. It's a Cincinnati pinball group. And there was a couple CAGs that invited me out to it. And yeah, it was at this, not too far from where I live. We went to this
was
house.
Was that somebody's house?
So people contacted you online that you've never met before and said, hey, come to this basement. And you were like, yeah.
It was the whole house, not just the basement. But no, I had met one of them at Game Junkie Expo the weekend before.
Oh, okay. I figured.
So I looked at his eyes. He didn't look to be the stabby type. So
how can you
tell? I accepted the invitation. But yeah, we went out to this house. They had 27 pinball tables set up in their house.
That's crazy. Is it a big house? It must be a big house.
It was a good size house, not a huge house, but
not a shipwreck sized house.
No, I mean that.
Nobody has that.
Just the facts of it are, yes, it was a smaller house than where I live, but I don't have 27 pinball tables. So
that person owns all of those, and they're just in the house all the time.
They own. I think they said they own like 40 or 45, and these are just the 27 they have up and running in their house right now.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if their house is always set up like that. I would
27
doubt it.
27
pinball machines. Full-size pinball machines.
I'm thinking, trying to think how many I could fit in my home and still be able to actually like get into every room and, you know, and actually like have a life.
And a wife.
I would say, well, I mean, the answer is zero for that.
The wife is the one that like fixes them up.
Right.
Like, so they're both into it. So it's nice.
Yeah.
They had some good machines. They had the Star Trek machine that just came out.
Wow.
They had Metallica, which is also a new machine, which is pretty awesome.
Do they have Guns N' Roses?
They didn't have Guns N' Roses. They had Spider-Man, the one that came out with the original movie, which is a really good machine. They had Taxi, the one from that's on all the pinball arcade collections.
Terminator 2?
They did not have Terminator 2. They had Pinbot.
Okay, yeah, gotta have Pinbot. Did they have Joker's Wild?
No, Joker's Wild. They had, is it Tomcat 14? Something like that. They had the Popeye machine, which was awesome. They had this one called Farcon, I think is the name of it, which there was only like 90 or so of these made. And it's a pinball machine that's inside of an arcade cabinet. So it's an upright arcade cabinet, but it like uses mirrors to make it like,
sounds like
that's weird.
A pinball machine. It's pretty crazy. They had a two-player Joust pinball that's kind of like crossfire.
I saw your tweet about Joust pinball.
Yeah, like one person stands on each side of it. Have you guys ever seen this machine?
No,
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, like so it's kind of like a big crossfire battle. Like the idea is you keep the ball on your side, but there's like slots that shoot it to the other person's side as well. So the longer you can keep the balls on your side, the more points you score.
Super Pac-Man? Is that the one? Baby Pac-Man.
No, they didn't have any of the Pac-Man.
That baby Pac-Man game was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It was like cool, like the technology, because it had a screen. It was one of the first pinball games, right? That you could, it had like a whole real game running on it, right? Like on a real CRT monitor.
Yes, it had a short pinball table with a Pac-Man game above it.
And they were both shitty, I think. Like the pinball game part.
Yes.
But it was cool. They could do it. I still played it every time I saw it. Like, no problem.
Mm-hmm. It's hard not to play a pinball table.
Right.
Like, there's just something about them that you want to go up and lose a dollar, like, immediately.
But I'm assuming they were all free in the house.
Yeah, they're all free play in the house.
What's their electric bill like? Because that's a lot of pinball machines.
I'm sure it's wonderful. But, yeah, apparently they have a league that they go around and play league matches and everything. So
it's pretty cool.
I don't know. It was fun. I think Jay Owsley is one of the CAG users' name, and Doug Freeze is the other.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Pinball House. Who knew about Pinball House?
It's like an underground thing here in Cincinnati. Pinball House. There's these underground pinball houses.
First rule of Pinball House is nobody talks about Pinball House.
Yeah. I broke that rule, I guess.
Right. They're going to be coming for you.
I felt pretty lame going, yeah, I just have one pinball machine.
Right. Your pinball room. Their pinball house.
Right, right.
Big difference. What else we got here? What else is going on?
Did you guys, just yesterday, we went and had a 3D ultrasound. Did you guys do these?
Yeah, the glasses were so annoying. It really bothered me. No, I don't even know what that is.
It is a ultrasound that makes 3D images. So you can actually like make out their facial features and everything. It basically looks like a picture instead of just like a regular looking ultrasound, just looks like an X-ray kind of thing. But it's kind of freaky the way that they do it, because you'll be sitting there and then they get it all focused and everything. And then you'll see your baby's face and you're like, oh, it's like a real person. Like, she looks really cute and everything. And then all of a sudden, like, it'll go out of focus and you're like, oh my God, what have I created?
It's Quato. Quato?
Exactly. That's what it looks like. Yeah. So, I'm hoping it was the cute version was the like in focus version right. And not the dear God version, right. But I'll love her either way. But
I think you'll be okay.
Yeah. There's some freaky technology out there though.
Yeah.
You didn't do that either, Wombat?
I'm sorry. I'm getting emergency work emails.
Something gay is happening.
I can't. I'm beyond it. But yes, sorry. You guys keep talking.
Click. Let me write back the email for you. Make it more gay. More gay.
I wish it was that easy.
I guess we didn't have the technology then.
For a 3D ultrasound. That's what we're talking about, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, no, we didn't have one of those either.
No. Well, congratulations, Shipwreck.
Congratulations.
Isn't she due in like a week?
She's due November 13th.
2 months. Yeah, month and a half. Wow.
Soon.
Wow.
Right around console launch time.
You're getting close to the any day now, Mark.
Yeah. I'm pretty much ready.
You know, the timing is really perfect. If the Xbox One has another red ring problem, you can make another Xbox Made My Baby Cry video and get a couple hundred thousand views out of it like I did. They could really work out for you.
That's why I timed it this way.
Perfect. All right, how about some show feedback, Wombat?
Sure. So Io had to say, Cheapy, my son, the one you met last year at PAX, eats Taco Bell like 2 to 3 times a week and would go every day if we let him. It's one of the few things he will eat. I used to like Taco Bell occasionally, but I can't stand it now. So Taco Bell, I brought this up. Taco Bell is not terrible, and B, Shipwreck ate there like right after we did the show.
Is that true?
Yeah, I ate there the next day. I'm like, I'm going to go win a PS4. And I got there and they didn't have those boxes.
Did you win?
So I just ate Taco Bell for no reason. And now I have to like, it's like the mandatory waiting period before I can have Taco Bell again to win a PS4.
I see.
How was the food?
It's Taco Bell.
How was your bowel movement afterwards? Loose?
It doesn't really get to me.
Loose?
It doesn't get to me either. It's a misnomer. It's just cheapy, like you're trying to be, you know,
right.
Clever.
I mean,
wait,
it's
Taco Bell makes you poop? Oh, that's original.
Clever.
Clever stuff. Are you going to tell me the difference between New York and LA also?
What do you mean?
Never mind.
I went to a Jewish restaurant today and ate by myself.
Jewish restaurant.
Is that how Jews eat by themselves?
What'd you have?
I had a Reuben sandwich.
It's not really Jewy.
I don't
know. There cheese on it?
No. Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to have... No, wait. Cheese is...
Swiss.
Cheese, yeah. A Reuben's supposed to have Swiss.
Okay.
Coleslaw Swiss. Or sauerkraut. Sauerkraut, sorry.
Right.
Sauerkraut, Swiss, corned beef on rye.
Sounds good.
I really didn't mean to go in there. Like, I was... Like, it was in a strip mall. And there was a Jersey Mike's where I was planning on going, which is another, like, chain deli type place. The Christian version. the secular.
Right,
I don't
the waspy version of
Yeah, the waspy version of deli. The deli is the Jersey Mike's, which is kind of like a Subway. I don't know if you guys have them in New York City or
Yeah,
Japan.
There's Subways every 3 feet in New York, so.
Yeah.
And I don't mean the actual train. I mean the restaurant.
Right, but it's Jersey. Do you have Jersey Mike's?
No, we don't have Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, of course.
People aren't looking for Jersey in New York, I think.
Right.
No, but that would probably not do well.
You might as well call it like Bin Laden's. I think really.
Yeah, so I went in the wrong door and I ended up in the Yiddish deli.
What's the deli called?
Rascals?
That doesn't sound very Yiddishy to me.
No, it sounds dangerous. I would stay away, quite frankly. If I'm a Jew and
Reuben
I see the place
okay.
called Rascals, I'm like, doesn't sound
Reuben's?
Quite right.
I guess I would get a Reuben sandwich in a place called Reuben's, but I'm not really a Reuben fan. I'm not really a sauerkraut fan.
It needs personally. To have a Jewish guy's name, like just his first name, something deli or...
Well, there's the Carnegie Deli.
Yeah. Rascals,
Second
though,
Avenue
not,
Deli.
No good. That sounds like it's a comedy club, isn't it?
Yeah. I went to the Lido Kosher Deli on Saturday.
Great.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
All right. What else we have here?
Chinoev says, Wombat is right. Some sort of on-screen directional cue should have been used in GTA 5. Both Saints Row and Sleeping Dogs use this, and it made the driving around more fun. When I'm staring at the little map, I tend to crash into more things. So I got there were a lot of comments about this, and by a lot, I mean like three. And I also got a handful of tweets my way of people agreeing with me. And Kotaku wrote an article complaining about this.
They write an article about everything, though.
I know, but they wrote an article complaining about this also.
Right.
It's just surprising to me. It's like it seems so obvious because every other game does it, yet it's the one thing they haven't approved upon at all since the game's inception.
But the driving is better. I have no problem looking at the navigation, seeing, okay, in two blocks, I need to make a left turn. And it takes about 1 second for me to look down and then look back up.
It's just not how I do it. I don't know.
How do you
I
do it in real life?
Things.
When you drive your car.
Oh, well, I know where I'm going.
You never use your navigation in your car?
You just run.
I don't have
over.
Navigation in my car.
You don't?
No.
You don't even have a dishwasher.
So that answers your
dishwasher comes first.
Yeah, one day. We can all dream.
Should put maybe install one in your car.
There you go. Car dishwasher.
No, but see, it's more realistic. You have to use it like a real navigation. Maybe they didn't want
then
to
Then let me put it in a different place then. How about I can move it then to the center of the screen like a real navigation?
It would be nice if they let you move it, I think. I bet you on the PC version you'll be able to move it. PC.
Great.
PC.
And you can enjoy that PC. In the fall of 2014.
Nope, it's coming out next month. November. Somebody told me November.
Yeah, I tried to find any source on that. There is none.
Yep. That's this guy knows. He is the
some
source.
Random guy on Twitter does not count as a source.
I'm going with this guy. It seems credible. Very credible. What else we got here? Oh, I watched Iron Man 3. Why didn't you tell me how bad that was?
Actually, I did complain about it after, and people told me how much of an idiot I was for complaining about it.
What a just a horrible movie.
I liked it.
No, you
see,
didn't.
Shipwreck liked
he
it.
He didn't like it.
I liked it. I like Tony Stark.
He's even
I like
he's
Tony
so
Stark
annoying
too,
but... in the movie now. He just doesn't stop talking. He's like, he's too clever for his own good. And he does stupid things throughout the movie. And yep. Pepper gets superpowers at the end of the movie. Come on.
Nobody has superpowers.
Huh?
Nobody has superpowers.
Pepper.
I don't remember that part.
She gets superpowers at the end of the movie. Don't you remember?
It's dumb.
So dumb. Really, I want.
Oh, yeah. But that made sense.
Oh, right, that made sense.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It doesn't make
sense. Nothing about the movie made sense. In fact, there's a YouTube series called Everything Cinema Sins, right? And they do these videos, everything wrong with such and such movie in 5 minutes. The demand for making this with Iron Man 3 was so great that they have to open it up to like the community to get all their submissions in it. Because they're too busy. They don't really want to do one for Iron Man 3, but everybody hates it. They're like, wow, you must really hate this movie, everybody, because you won't stop leaving us alone.
You thought, what did you think about Iron Man 2? I thought this was a lot better than Iron Man 2.
I don't think it was better than Iron Man 2. I think Iron Man 2 worked. Iron Man 2 works when you rewatch it for the 30th time. I don't know why, but there's something about Iron Man 2 that I could sit and rewatch. Iron Man 3, a lot of what I think the staples were the first movie and the second movie, I think they drop by the third movie.
Like there's no Iron Man in the movie? You mean like that fact?
Well, that's also a problem. It's like, oh no, I'm going to just make a suit for everything. Here's my 87 suits. I'm like, this is dumb.
So dumb.
He got bored. What else would he be doing?
The suits aren't special anymore. If he's bored, why not, you know, make one... Why not continue to improve upon the one suit?
That doesn't work. Nothing works. So much and nothing works in the movie. None of his suits work.
There's more impact when you have fewer suits. Like, for this movie, we were going to introduce this suit. It's like the Batman problem where, you know, when you have three villains and Robin and Nipples, all of a sudden, it's a bit too much.
Right.
And it's dumb.
Right. But I think the point, what they were trying to do in the movie, which I think they failed at, was to say, you know, at the end, he's like, oh, I'm Iron Man, right? It's not the suits that make me Iron Man. It's me. I'm Tony Stark. It makes me Iron Man. And that's why I guess the suits are treated like, I don't know, throwaway papier-mâché models of suits.
Yeah, I guess. And he controls them remotely. I don't know. It just didn't.
There's no Iron Man.
It seemed to be the antithesis of Iron Man.
Yeah. And the bad guy, like it makes no sense. Like this guy has created something which can heal, some science which can heal limbs and injuries, but it also like doesn't quite work right. But he's like pretty close into getting it to work. So instead of trying to like get it to work and just become like a multi-billionaire getting this shit to work, he decides to just become a terrorist. I mean, he can make more money being a terrorist. I don't know. Like, who even knows what his motivation is? It doesn't. None of it makes any sense.
It's why is he a bad guy?
Yeah, I don't know. Is he just crazy? Like, why does he need Tony Stark involved?
Yeah, in the flashback scene, he comes off as a nerd, not necessarily an evil nerd.
It makes no sense. The movie. It's really bad, and it was a different director, right?
Yes, yeah. This was Shane Black directed it. Mm.
Very, very disappointing. I'm glad I didn't buy it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I was disappointed too.
What?
I'll watch it again, but I'm not going to pay to watch it again.
I wouldn't watch it again. I tried to turn it off with it 10 minutes left, and Mrs. Chibi said we had to finish watching it. When he started, when he started blowing up the suits and stuff, just I was like, oh. Or maybe it was the superpowers. I don't know. Just terrible.
All, you know, and it's funny because the thing with him not in the suit, if we're just going to have my spoiler talk on Iron Man 3,
right.
The first time in the movie, it works. It's like, oh, he wasn't in there. Oh, that was clever. But then the second time, it's like, you already did this once in this movie.
Right. See, he's Iron Man. He's all of the Iron Man. Doesn't matter if he's in the suit, who's in the suit, or out of the suit. Except when it's the other guy, when it's the black guy. Then I think it kind of matters.
Did any games come out this week?
Yes.
Some did. I don't know. I hope there weren't any superhero movies or games that came out with superpowers in them, because that would upset you guys.
Yes, it would.
NBA 2K14 came out. That may unseat NBA 2K13 from the monthly NPD charts.
Did you buy it?
This is
No, I want to buy it, but I also, it's one of those games that's going to be coming to next gen, so.
Right.
I'm going to wait and buy the next gen version.
But the problem is with the next gen versions is, don't they usually fuck up the first sports release for the next gen version? Are we done with that trend? That horrible trend?
Well, I think they didn't really change that much in 2K14 this year. And I'm guessing that's because they were
working on the other one,
working on the next gen version.
I'd like to believe that because the same thing happened with hockey. But I also remember, like they don't they release the next gen versions? They're like, oh, whoops, there's no online leagues. Maybe next year. But better textures though, better grass textures. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not optimistic.
Yeah, I'm pessimistic about it as well, but I know that the gameplay is going to be there, and that's what's so great about NBA 2K.
Right.
Is that it's just fun to play, and they made it to where they always switch up the controllers a little bit every year, and this one they made it so you can make like no-look passes and stuff. Like you can actually control that stuff.
Oh, nice.
Which
hold R1,
right,
L2, and the up on the D-pad, and X, and then you can no look pass.
Right. Basically, that's basically all you have to do.
I tried that game.
They added like a LeBron, I don't know, LeBron James mode or something.
Well, what happens in LeBron James mode?
You chase the dream or something.
Sell like sneakers.
Basically, he's the big news because he's going to be a free agent after this year.
Oh,
so
okay.
All the NBA like focuses on him and what's going to happen after the season. So I'm sure they're trying to capitalize on that. And he's on the cover of the game. So like NBA 2K has LeBron James on the cover and NBA, is it Live? Elite? I don't even remember what they're calling it now. Live?
Nobody knows.
I think. Yeah. I don't.
No one's gonna
that has you. Kyrie Irving on the cover.
I don't know that person.
If I ask you to draw me a picture of both of those people, Cheapy.
Right.
What would you imagine those two would look like?
Kyrie, describe what me was LeBron the person? James. Kyrie what?
Oh, dang it. You just made me forget. What's
Kanye.
His Irving's his last name.
Kanye Irving?
Kyrie, I think.
Kyrie. He sounds like a Rasta. I don't know.
Yeah, Kyrie.
What is it? A white woman?
R-I-E.
It's a white woman, isn't it?
It's a white woman. You nailed it. So that's who NBA Live has starring on their game.
Is it really?
And NBA 2K has LeBron James.
Was it really a white woman?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Cool. Good luck. Good luck, everybody.
Isn't that a Mr. song?
Good luck, everybody?
No, Kyrie.
Kyrie Eleison.
Yeah.
Kyrie lays upon the road that I must travel.
Yeah.
Dee-dee-dee-dee and something else.
Through the darkness of the night. Kyrie eleison.
Wasn't that in a GTA game?
It could be in Vice City.
I see World of Tanks is coming out for Xbox 360 this week.
Yeah, that game's no fun.
What do you mean? You've never even tried it.
I played the beta.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't have any fun.
Oh. Did you ever talk about this before? I don't remember you ever mentioning this.
Oh, yeah. No, I played the demo. And,
the demo or the beta? What is it?
The beta, whatever. Beta?
Shipwreck. What's happening
here? I played the beta on the 360, and I found it really slow, so I never played it again. I'm like,
You're in a tank.
I know. I'm like, I don't see what the appeal of this is. It's really slow.
Right.
It controls like driving a tank. How is this so popular? Hmm. That's what went on in my brain while playing the beta.
My knowledge of World of Tanks is there's a guy a couple cubes down from me at work that has World of Tanks wallpaper on his screen.
I played it on PC a couple times. It's, yeah. You drive a slow tank. I guess eventually your tank gets faster, I'm thinking. I'm guessing you can buy a faster tank since it's a free-to-play game.
No, thanks.
No, you're not buying a faster tank?
No, no.
You should wait for the sequel, World of Faster Tanks.
No, thanks.
No? Okay.
Nope. World of Tankcraft.
People like it, so we're wrong about this one.
Oh, I'm not. I understand that people like it, and if you do, more power to you. I found it to be like watching, I don't know, shit roll down a hill. But that's me.
I could see that why people like it. I don't know.
Now, the trick to these free-to-play games on Xbox is you have to be a gold member.
Well, you had to. They're online.
Oh yeah, so everything is true.
If you need to be a gold member to watch Netflix, you need to be a gold member to play World of Tanks.
I gave up on that other free to play game, by the way, Ascend.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Right,
we talked about it last week.
Yeah, that one. Okay, yeah, now I remember. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
By the way, the guy who runs the airsoft bar in Roppongi. The airsoft gun bar, he was a big fan of World of Tanks. He opened up some magazine to show me a World of Tanks ad to tell me that's what he was looking forward to at TGS.
Cool.
So I was like, all right. And then he showed me like some picture. There's some like campaign with like scantily dressed cartoon girls involved with World of Tanks. Panzer girls or something? I don't know. And he pointed to that and said something that I didn't understand. And I pretended that I did, like I always do. It worked out fine. Anything else this week?
For 3DS on the eShop for $4.99 is Carps and Dragons.
Hmm.
It sounds pretty good.
No thanks.
What do those two things have in common? I can't imagine.
I like carps and I like dragons.
No. Anything else? No. Is that it?
Etrian and Odyssey Untold, the Millennium Girl. I'm sure that's good. I picked that up. Well, I picked it up and set it back down on the shelf today, but I definitely picked it up and looked at it at GameStop.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you learn, while you were at GameStop, did you learn any industry trends or spot anything that we should know about?
I saw the $170 version of Splinter Cell Blacklist.
Yes. Well, that comes with
like a remote control jumbo jet.
Oh, right. That's your home base in the game, probably.
Right. And while I was staring at that, the clerk notified me that Tom Clancy had passed away.
Ah, yes. That is sad. Young, pretty young.
Yeah.
Right, 66.
I always thought he was older. I mean, you know.
He looked older. I thought he was 66 like 20 years ago.
Yeah, I found that interesting. It's sad that he passed.
Certainly.
And so young, but...
Kartikeya writes in and wants us to discuss each of our favorite Tom Clancy games. Did you read any of his books or play any of the games? Wombat? You played Splinter Cell, I know.
I played... You have the shortest memory.
Rainbow Six. We had a good time with which Rainbow Six was it though?
It was Rainbow Six Vegas 2.
Both of the Vegases.
Terrorist Hunt is amazing.
And that was all Tom Clancy right there.
That was
he stayed up so late programming games.
Do you remember playing that game until the wee hours?
Of course.
We would set the map that was the house.
Oh, slaughterhouse!
It just, yeah.
Oh no, the house, no, the house, the house,
the house.
Yeah,
it was some dude's house.
Yeah, the nice house.
Yeah, the nice house, and we would just play that map like for like 3 hours at a time.
It was pretty solid.
That was solid.
I actually liked the game so much, even like the original Rainbow Six game, that it got me to read the book, the Rainbow Six book, that really fat one, which was excellent, by the way. So yeah. Shipwreck, do you have any favorite Tom Clancy memories?
Well, Vegas was great. That's clearly the one that we all like the best, I think. But the only books that I read of his were the NetForce books, which technically I don't think he had anything to... Like, I think he came up with the premise, maybe. But it was called Tom Clancy's NetForce, as written by Steve Perry, I believe.
From Journey?
That sounds good to me.
He's a real Renaissance man.
Did you guys read the NetForce books at all?
No.
No.
Just Rainbow Six. And maybe was there a sequel that I read? I don't know.
The Hunt for the Red Octobers?
It was really good, though. You learn a lot about guns. Like, he talks a lot about guns and how they kill people. Like, the best ways of killing people. It's pretty interesting. You know what the best way is, Wombat?
Shoot them?
Mm-hmm.
Trigger.
In the head. 3 bullets in the head. They have the gun where you just hold down the trigger and just 3 bullets come out, and you put that in their head, and then they don't get up.
That sounds effective.
They call that a triple tab, I think, if I remember correctly.
That's a good tip. Yes. We're all going to be better now at killing people. Mm-mm. Good work.
Yeah. Use a silencer. Okay. Excellent. What else do we have here in Wombat's multi-platforming, et cetera? GTA Online. It came out.
Yes, it did.
It's working fine for me, mostly.
Me too. I played a little bit last night, like 2.5 hours.
What'd you think?
I made my character.
It's pretty interesting. I liked how you do it, right? How you really your grandparents, right?
Are you a social club member?
Rockstar Social Club? I am, but I'm not in any crew.
It doesn't matter. If you're a social club member, you could set your dad.
Yep, to Wombat.
To, what's his name? Wombat. James Marsden from Red Dead.
John Marsden.
John Marsden from Red Dead.
Yep.
Yeah, I did that. And then I set, you know, my grandma, my mother's grandparents up. It's weird. It is weird.
Right. It's an interesting way of creating your character. You don't really have direct control over the creation. It's just like, all right, this is what your family looks like, and this is what you're
I spend more
like.
Time playing with the hours.
Hours? Oh, yeah. Right. And then you choose how many hours your character spends in their free time or during the week. How they spend their time during the week, right?
And it would change the way your character looked when you shifted the hours around. And I thought that was really cool.
And stats.
Your stats and your appearance.
Right.
So I went to find an appearance I liked and it's safe.
And what? So it's like what? Sitting on the couch for how many hours?
No, my guy spends more time with his family.
Oh, family man. That's nice.
Family man.
If you select a lot of committing crimes, your guy looks all beat up.
Yeah, he looks a little
bruised and stuff. It's pretty cool.
I'm like, nah, it's not for me.
But I got to say, I'm pretty impressed with the way this whole thing is all set up. I was not expecting this at all. It's a full-fledged MMO in the GTA world, city.
Well, it's not quite an MMO. There's only 8 people in your world with you at the time.
But when you do missions and stuff, it can be more people.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you done any of them jobs or anything? Or you just drove around?
The only thing I did was, I think, the first tutorial one, you know, where you do like a death match.
It's really interesting the way they do it because there's, you know, there's the main characters that you would recognize from the story mode. And I think there's maybe some new ones too, who are introducing you to the GTA Online, the way GTA Online works, but they also give you missions. And then you can do those missions with people that you played with before or anything. It automatically sends invites out when you, you know, select a mission.
And what job did you do? What's a job? Explain how a job works.
The jobs are, I think, just basically different mission types, right? So there's jobs like where just straight up deathmatch, which is not very interesting or different. But then there's jobs where, okay, you got to go steal the weed from this guy and bring it back to your warehouse. But there's another team who's looking to do the same thing and they're in interesting environments in the city and everything's open. So you can be in cars and things. And, you know, with the physics system, it just...
But is there anything that's specifically unique, like robbing a jewelry store or some kind of heist or...
Well, I haven't played that much of it, but it seems there's full-fledged missions that the main characters give out, and then you can either do those by yourself or bring other people in and do them.
Because so far, what all it sounds like you're saying to me is there's deathmatch and
No. There's a lot more.
I'm like, well, that's not really all that exciting or new.
The other ones just have names that are more involved that I just, you know, they're like scenes from a movie or something, right? And
that's what I would like to see more of.
Yeah. I don't know if they're involved as the heist stuff in the single player because I haven't gotten to that yet.
I wanted us to play together last night, but you told me that I wasn't cool enough to play with
you. I don't think that's what I said, actually.
That is what you said. You said, why do I have to play with you? I don't even like you.
I think I said the cleaning lady was coming and that I wouldn't be
able to sit in the living room. Which we all know is code for I don't like you.
And hide the scale. my overweight cleaning lady is coming. What else we got? So I'm really impressed, I have to say, with GTA Online. But it don't hate me for saying this, but... It just makes me want to wait for the PC version because it looks...
PC.
I know. It's impressive, right, Wombat?
It is impressive. I don't see why it's impressive enough where I don't see the point in waiting. You're gonna have
because
fun now.
You're not in my shoes, Wombat. You haven't seen what I've seen.
I just think you know by the time this comes out for the PC, you're not gonna play
it. That's nothing. No, why? I don't care like that. There's gonna be a lot of people playing.
It's not even that. It's like you're gonna be playing something else.
I don't know.
You're gonna be playing Destiny when this comes out.
Wombat, it's like eating, you know, high end sushi in Japan and then going to like a food court.
I've never had high end sushi in Japan.
Okay. I know. You don't have a high end PC either. That's the analogy I'm making. See, this is why it works.
I've had high end food before.
Okay. Never mind.
I've had $100 cheeseburgers before, Shipwreck, but I still eat the occasional McDonald's.
Help me. Shipwreck, is any of this resonating with you? Are you interest at all?
It's the same thing that with GTA. Yeah. No, I don't have any interest in this
even
game.
Even the online stuff that...
What?
I don't know. You don't like any online
stuff. I'm going to play that. I know I'm not going to play that.
I had so much... Like, you get your own car. Did you make your car, Wombat?
Yeah, I have a pretty sweet ride.
What is it? What's it look like?
It's a black one. What does it look like? It looks like a 60s Ford kind of dealie.
I got the one that looks like the Mercedes C63 two-door AMG. Mm,
okay. Yeah. Now, mine's a big four-door. Is it four doors? It might be two-door.
Mm. Yeah.
Big, long boat truck.
Have you gotten your car confiscated by the police yet?
No.
So if you're playing online, so you have a car and... You put a tracker on it, and then you can get it insured in case something happens to it.
Yes, but that I've done.
If you get busted or something, if you get killed or something when you're and you have a wanted level, the police will impound your car, and then they're going to destroy it unless you go steal it back. Which was pretty fun because one time I went to go steal it back, and you have to climb over the wall and stuff. And then as soon as you're in there, the cops start coming. And you have to wait for a second for like the gates to open before you get out. And then the other players in the world like always seem to notice when that happens, something's going down. I don't know if it notifies them or what, but it just always seems that they're right there. And so then they join in and they start, you know, trying to kill me and stuff. And it's just pretty fun. And then once I took some other guy's car, I saw some other guy's car was confiscated and I tried to steal it. And then I tried to modify it and it wouldn't let me modify it. But I tried to steal a guy's GTR. So I just took it, and then I hid it somewhere. But I guess he could just get it because he's got the tracker. But I'm really impressed. Come to PC fast, GTA. I love you. Thank you. We've also been playing another game, Wombat. Shipwreck, you must feel very left out. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm fine. Okay. I've got... Preparing for baby has taken up a lot of my time here lately, so I haven't had a ton of time to play.
Right, right. Wombat and I both bought Scribblenauts. No.
Unmasked.
Unmasked. Right? I see it says unlimited. It is not unlimited.
I know. I said that before. I didn't write that on here. I'm assuming you did. Yeah. It's Scribblenauts Unmasked. I picked it up for the 3DS.
And I got the PC one. PC.
Yes. I'm sure it's so much better on the PC.
1080p. Anti-aliasing. It's going to look a lot better than the 3DS version, I'm sure.
I'm sure it really makes a difference on Scribblenauts.
But it has the hero creator, which is a big difference.
Mine does not.
Right. And actually, I know you're making a joke, and I'm also making a joke, but actually, the big difference with the PC version, and you know, I'm sure this is true with the console versions as well, is that it has the Steam Workshop built into it. Which means that you can not only do you get the hero creator, but you can download everybody else's heroes that they've created just by clicking a button on Steam. So
that seems like it takes a lot of the fun out of it.
Well, it depends. If you want to make like your own dude, your own superhero, then it doesn't affect that at all. But if you're looking for a perfect Captain America for your game and you don't want to spend like 5 hours making it, then you can just click a button.
I guess. I mean, happy.
Why do you have to create a Captain America? Isn't he in the game?
It's DC.
Well, Maxwell can wear. He's not.
Oh, no, this is
DC.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Maxwell can wear costumes of other heroes, and the 3DS version doesn't have the hero creator, but it has, like, I don't know. Well, let's say 50 pre-made costumes that you can unlock.
I haven't figured out how to wear the costumes yet. I don't know about that. And I've played a lot of the game. How come I don't know about this?
So I've been wearing, like, I've only unlocked two of them. I have enough points to unlock more, but
where do you get the costumes from? Maybe this isn't in the PC version.
You get them in the menu where, like, the bat computer is. There's costumes that you can unlock. This could be a 3DS thing only. I don't know.
It sounds like it, because I don't.
And I have a Booster Gold costume.
God damn it.
And when you put on the Booster Gold costume, Skeets is there.
Oh, man.
So Skeets follows you around, and you can fly. So I'm pretty in with, I really like that costume a lot. And I also unlocked a Green Lantern costume just to kind of see. And when you hit the punch button, it just randomly makes different things, which is kind
of
cool.
Right. That's if you call Green Lantern, that's what he does, too. Because you can just type in the name of any hero and they come and they fight for you.
And they show up and they'll fight for you.
Right. It's pretty awesome, actually.
It is. It's cute. It's cute. Fun. If you're a DC fan, there's a lot of... I mean, the game might as well just be called DC Fan Service, the game.
Exactly.
So, but if that's, you know, if that's what you're looking for, and it's great for the train. I mean, there's a lot of, like, you could spend a couple hours just doing the little puzzles, not even the main star missions.
How far are you? Have you done any of the origin stuff?
No, I haven't done any of the origin
stuff. Is that
stuff
on yours? Maybe you don't have that. It's weird.
I don't know.
You unlock the different levels, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So on the bottom, there's all origin.
Oh, stories. Yeah, those are there. I haven't unlocked any of those yet.
So I did the Green Lantern one, and you learn the origin of Green Lantern, but it's interactive. You have to type the proper things in. And
oh, that's cool.
It's Ty, it's really likes it, and it's quasi-educational because I make him spell everything out, and I ask him.
That's not quasi-educational. That's legit.
Right.
That's legit educational.
But the really interesting thing is about this, and I don't know, have you tried this with Sabrina? Like, if I ask Ty to try to solve these puzzles, even though they're like pretty simple, like, you know, like knock this house down, and you give somebody, like, if you give a little kid complete freedom, just say, like, you can type in anything and it will happen. It's like really, it was really hard for him.
I can understand that.
Because there's just too much freedom.
Yeah, and sometimes I find that the game itself doesn't give quite good enough direction. Like the shortfalling of the game is, I don't think it's quite clear enough as far as what it wants you to do. Like, you'll find yourself wasting time just kind of wandering around and helping people, but not actually progressing the game.
Right, you're getting those points so you can unlock other stuff like the origin stories, but it's cool. And I haven't played one of these games in a while, so they've added a lot of stuff since then, like the whole adjectives
thing. Are pretty cool. I find I use more adjectives than I do actual items.
Yes.
So
right, you can put adjectives on different people, so you can, like, on yourself, you can, if you want to be a flying character, just type in flying and then you're
flying Maxwell. And if they tells you that the bad guy needs to move from this room to the next room, you could actually use the adjective portable.
Uh-huh.
And then you could pick him up and carry him to another, you know, portable Deadshot.
Did you know about Speedy?
What about Speedy?
You type in Speedy and then you go fast.
Oh, I thought you meant Speedy as in...
No, Gonzalez.
The green arrow sidekick.
No. If you type in Speedy flying, then you can fly faster.
Cool.
Yeah. It's
That's good to know.
It's a fun game, and I got it super cheap, like $20.
I paid full price because I just kind of wanted something to play on the train.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Should we talk about the third and final Steam announcement? For the Steam
controller. Game?
Yes, the Steam controller.
Steam controller.
So now, Wombat, when you look at this Steam controller, now, it's a very high-tech device, and it looks different than anything else that we've seen before, because there's no sticks anymore. They've gotten rid of the sticks.
Yeah, it's two circular trackpads instead of sticks.
Yeah.
That also means they've gotten rid of the buttons.
No D-pad.
No D-pad, no real face buttons to speak of.
Well, there are.
Oh, I thought there were.
There are. There are four.
But they're not in a place where you could hit them.
Right. Well, they're next to the... Maybe they're right next to the pads. You looking at this picture here?
Yeah, I am.
They're kind of... I mean, they're there. I mean, they're definitely in it. It's a different way, place.
They're in
put
the middle.
Them.
They're like on the inside of these two huge circular track pads.
It looks like Darth Vader's helmet.
One at the top and one at the bottom on the inside of these track pads. It's those those cannot be your face buttons.
Right. They are saying that those should be used for what? Let's see.
Like menus or something. They're not
communication. Those are not your menu. Traditional yeah, face menu. Buttons. Push to talk, partner view, yeah. The yeah, clicking so, button is, let's see, right mouse or the triggers, I guess, are the clicking buttons.
You have the triggers and then the actual trackpads themselves, you can tap on different parts of them to make the buttons. But I don't know. Like,
I'll buy it.
Will it work? Maybe, but it just seems like a solution that's not optimal.
You guys can have fun trying it out. I won't have a PC that can use it, so it doesn't. This really means nothing to
me. I would buy it to try it.
Well, that's okay.
I'm assuming
that DC game meant nothing to me.
What's that?
Exactly. This well, is this. This controller is to me as DC Comics is to Shipwreck.
Right. It's interesting, but I mean, at the very least, it's interesting to see. Like, did they design a better controller? Or is this just another thing that's going to...
They didn't design a better controller. They designed a controller for some reason. Like, it's supposed to be able to play, like, PC... any PC game.
Right, games that normally would not use... You know, not the normal, like, multi-platform games that automatically map to your Xbox controller when you start them up. Games like, you know, Endless Space and RTS games and things like that.
Yeah, the thing with that is... It's not going to be as good as a keyboard and mouse because the games aren't built for this thing. If all of a sudden people start building games for this controller, then maybe you have something, but I don't think that's going to really like be a standard.
Only Valve would do that.
Valve and some companies.
Right.
But the standard is an Xbox or whatever that kind of controller.
Sticks and buttons.
Or... Yeah, sticks and buttons or a keyboard and mouse are the standard ways to interact with games.
Right.
Hmm.
Well, but the feedback has been really good from people who have used it. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Is this thing really going to be $50 or is it going to be $100?
I think it'll be like $65.
It's got two haptic feedback trackpads
and a screen.
And then in the center, it's got a screen, like a touchpad screen.
So this is over $100. Or $100.
Maybe 80. Know. Maybe 80.
I don't know. I would try it, I guess, but I don't know. It's not going to, certainly not going to sell, it's not going to sell PCs. It's not going to sell Steam boxes, I don't think. I don't know. All of these Steam announcements just really seem like marketing, like, hey, we're still here. It doesn't seem like anything that's really going to make big changes in the game delivery business.
It seems like they just hate Microsoft and this is their attempt to like
piss them off,
kind of go outside of that Microsoft ecosystem. But at the same time, they're creating the same type of closed ecosystem almost with this platform they're making. Cause you're starting to see it where like developers who aren't on Steam, like they're starting to advertise that they aren't on Steam.
I saw there's a sale right now, not on Steam sale.
Right. It's becoming more and more common. Like,
but you have to be on Steam, basically, if you want to get paid. You got to give up that 30% to Steam if you want to be in front of the peoples.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. Now they're the evil. Now they're the Microsoft. Ouya, it's all about Ouya. Fuck all this Steam box. Ouya, forget PlayStation Vita TV. It's all about the Ouya. They're the future. They are free.
I'll kind of be surprised if all of this stuff eventually comes to market, really. Like,
I know.
I'm sure that controller will be out eventually.
Even that seems like they said this year. How could it be? Or is that the beta that's coming this year?
That's the beta. But I still have a problem, like, where are these going to be sold?
No, it says on the same day that our prototype controllers ship to customers later this year. So they're not really customers. They're not buying it. These are prototypes sent to beta testers.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing's not coming out. Unless somebody else makes it.
This isn't coming out.
I mean,
out.
They're not going to build this, right? They're not going to go set up and start manufacturing some hardware, right? They're going to partner with like Mad Catz or somebody.
I don't know. Someone has to make it though, right?
Right. Or nobody. It's certainly, I feel like nobody can make it.
It's strange.
It's just like, you know, they're not making a PC. Why would they make a controller? It seems. I don't know. And the whole piece, the whole Steam Machine thing, if it's not $500, it doesn't matter. Pretty much. But we talked about that last week enough. Go listen to
that. Yeah, even then, I still don't see where they sell these on store shelves. And to be a mass market device, you have to be on store shelves somewhere.
Right. And who's going to have... Who's gonna have like the marketing power to get that in, to get their your living room PC on Target shelves? Nobody.
No one.
Not I Buy Power.
Mm-mm.
Or whatever. Where'd you buy yours from, Ship?
I Buy Power.
Oh, okay. I can't name any other ones. Oh, Origin PC is the other one I can name. And Alienware, blah blah blah. Okay. What else we got here? Nintendo? Some Nintendo?
Nintendo had another Nintendo Direct.
Does Nintendo have anything? Oh, yeah, that's right. They did. They had one of those Directs.
Yeah. And the main thing that came out of that for me was that Donkey Kong's Tropical Freeze for Wii U was delayed until February 2014, which is
crazy.
Disappointing.
That was one of their big holiday releases, right?
Yeah, that along with Super Mario, whatever.
Real one?
The real Super Mario, the cats, Super Mario Brothers with cats.
Mm-hmm.
but the Super Mario Brothers with cats looks good. They had a Goomba cat. That's pretty good. They'll probably have, I don't know, Koopa cats.
Yeah.
Whatever they can put into a cat suit, I think they're going to do in that game.
Can't wait.
How was the rest of the presentation? Things looking up? Were people optimistic? What was the buzz?
The buzz was not great.
It was not great.
I don't know. There's not much coming for Wii U anytime soon. Was kind of the buzz.
Good luck. They're right. They should be right now on the same shelf next to the EA basketball game.
Oh, the other thing that came out of that too was there was a system update for the Wii U.
Yes, right.
That allows you to play Wii games on the gamepad. Which sounds like great. That's like, I'd like to play Wii games on the gamepad. It's just not a whole nother, like, I had all these Wii games lying around. I might as well get something out of them now. But no, you have to use a Wiimote controller with the gamepad to play those.
On the little screen.
Yeah, on the little screen, you have to then use a Wiimote to play it on the little screen.
Right. I met somebody this week who is, we were at Tokyo American Club and we were talking about how we watch Netflix. Did I ever tell you about Tokyo American Club? Anyway, the woman was telling me, you know, she was like basically, you know, not bragging, but, you know, boasting a little how they do the region workaround on Netflix, but they're watching it on their Wii. And I said, no, what are you doing? Why? And she started crying. Wow. I thought I was really hip. And my husband thought he was like really into technology. And now you tell me that I'm using something horrible. Like, well, it's not even HD, right? I mean, why? What are you doing? What else we got here? Great story.
I think we're up to the CAG bag.
CAG bag. All right, here we go. Emiru writes in and says, with next-gen launches coming up, what do you guys think are the odds of another hardware debacle like they had with the 360? I had to send my launch 360 back 4 times before it was fixed for good, and it still sounds like a jet engine whenever it's on. Do you think the manufacturers learned anything, or will they always sacrifice initial run quality to hit those shipping target numbers? This sounds like a question for Shipwreck.
I think it's highly doubtful that something as horrible as the Red Ring will happen again, but there's going to be a certain percentage of failures that both of these companies are going to deem acceptable. Right. So
the last time it was not acceptable, the Microsoft.
No, well, I mean, last time they knew about it, but I don't think they knew that every one of them was going to fail.
Right,
a 100% failure rate.
Right,
right. That was nobody's going to allow that.
Yeah, so I mean, they've had, what, 8 years now to kind of up their hardware game. I mean,
do you think anyone lost their job over that?
I'm sure.
Like, do you think engineers were let go?
Possibly. I mean, I don't know. I know you don't know.
I'm asking you to speculate.
Shipwreck really knows, actually. He's got maybe. The special engineer website he goes to.
Right. People were looking for jobs. That was on their resume. I didn't hire them.
Good call. I thought somebody resigned over it or somebody but later moved along. I don't know. That was pretty bad.
It depends on how obvious it was that it was somebody screw up and not like just something that had to happen to where they had to get these things out.
Well, do you think that the issue that caused the Red Ring was something that had to happen, or is it something that could have been fixed prior to launch?
But don't you think Shipwreck,
if someone caught it in engineering and or manufacturing? You're an engineer, so I'm asking you. I don't know the answer.
Well, yeah, I mean they knew that they had an issue when they were shipping these things out, but I don't know when they found that issue in the development cycle. Like at some point these things were getting made and they wanted to hit that date. So they shipped them and said, hey, we might have an issue here. And somebody higher up than engineering said, just go with it. We'll fix it later.
We got to be on the shelf.
I'm sure
there was accountants involved that put together the numbers on, okay, if X number of these are going to fail, what's that going to cost us to replace them versus pushing launch back 3 to 5 months? And I'm sure the numbers worked out that, hey, it was a better idea to get out in front of Sony, get them out on store shelves, and then we'll fix them later.
Yeah, they lucked out, actually. Everything just didn't go to shit. Let's see what we got here. But also, don't you think that the manufacturing techniques now are so different from 7 years? I mean, this was 2005 the Xbox came out. It seems like they're going to be able to make a lot more this time. You know, so it seems like the whole process has changed with Foxconn and everything. I'm sure you would hope now that this type of thing.
Slave labor has improved so much in the last 8 years. It's pretty amazing.
Well, it's actually not just the labor. The reason that they build all this shit in China is not just because they have the cheap people, you know, putting widgets together. It's there's just more engineers as well. There's just more. They need a certain number. I read this whole article about it, and I remembered about 1% of it. But the 1% I took away from it was that in China, they can get just like they can snap their fingers and make like 100 engineers appear to fix some problem that springs up, and that just can't happen anywhere else. That's why sometimes Shipwreck's eating dinner, and then he just disappears and winds up he's in China all of a sudden. What else we got here? Dr. Claw 411 writes in and asks and says, I'm really interested in what you guys have to say about the Retro N5. Will any of you be buying it? Did you pre-order? Do you like the black or gray better? And he goes on to say that he's very excited for it. I pre-ordered it because they'll ship it to Japan, and we used it at E3 and we liked it. Right? Did we?
Sure.
Yeah, I think it's a very promising device. I mean, when we played with it at E3, there was a slight amount of lag, but we were informed that was just due to it playing on the show floor and all the interference and everything. And
no, it was the length of the cable, the controller cable. It was like a 30-foot controller cable.
Right. And it wasn't done yet.
Right.
But yeah, I'm going to get the gray one.
I don't know what I ordered. I forgot. It's $100. It's like it's that price. It's that Ouya price without that Ouya stank.
Well, I mean, it's really nice for me because I have tubs and tubs of these games in my basement. And it's a pain to hook one of those systems up to anything because they're not HDMI. You have to go through the coaxial cable or the RCA, and it's just a pain. So this has save states, which is great.
And it manages to make it look good somehow. You can basically make the game look like whatever you want. You want to make it look all old, then there's all these filters and scalers. I don't know.
Yeah, it's all the emulation stuff that stuff's been out here for a long time, but it's
Right, but you can just push a button and instantly just change what the game looks like, and it seems to be very simple. And
it had a nice operating system to it as well.
Yeah.
With all the Game Genie stuff and everything built into.
The pre-order numbers on CAG are, there's a lot of pre-orders. Like, more than when the Vita came out. People are excited about it. What else we got here? T. Lewis, 1701A, says, you guys need to do a segment discussing your feelings and thoughts on NeoGAF and its impact or that lack thereof. Did something happen on NeoGAF today?
No, I think he just means in general.
Oh. I don't know. It's a website where people who are hardcore video fans talk about video games. I think 99% of the time, it really doesn't matter what goes on there. I stopped visiting there. Wombat,
I think that, to me, if I had to describe them, they're like the Mos Eisley cantina of video game people. Just like the scum and villainy of video games.
And in real life, they don't look as threatening, probably.
Well, you know, they don't like you, and their friends don't like you either.
Right. There's a lot of that. Do you still go there? A lot?
I like to read the comments. I do. I'll go there and I'll read the comments on a thread that I know is going to have the most asinine responses, just because I'm like, because sometimes when you're having a bad day, you just want to read people that have no idea about anything,
right,
give opinions on things. That's why people listen to the show.
Of course. That's what we offer.
Yeah, it's no different than what we're doing. So it's my version of that, I guess.
Right. I think they do a good job of, you know, stirring up like false anger and things that really just don't matter that much. but it's like any big website. It's nothing sort of endemic to NeoGAF in that way. It's a very large message board community where everybody's a video game nerd and has a very strong opinion. And they're usually like really wrong opinions. Because they usually, you know what the problem is?
They're not wrong opinions. They just don't have...
They're not realistic.
They're not the impact that... They're a very small user base when you compare it to the larger video game world.
When you compare it to the industry, the whole industry.
Right. Yeah.
And the problem is they tend to look at what's going on there as a reflection of the entire industry. So they see that everyone on NeoGAF is talking about the Steam Machine and they're really excited about it. So the logical conclusion is, of course, that Microsoft and Sony should be very worried because the Steam Machine is going to, you know, take a big chunk of their market share.
Which is very far from the truth.
Which is very far from the truth. And it's the same thing with the PlayStation, with anything. I mean, it's just, you know, oh, it's popular on NeoGAF, so it's going to be like, you know, it's going
to
sell like
gangbusters. It's the easiest way to show like how they don't line up with the rest like of normal like culture is everybody on there knows what a PS Vita is.
Exactly.
Yeah, and general public does not know what a PS Vita is.
And when they hear about PS Vita TV, they say, oh, that's something I should put on my wish list, as opposed to, what the hell is that? Yeah, so, I mean, it's nothing bad to say. I mean, it's just, I stopped reading there because I don't really, for the most part, I just don't really care what most of the people on
I don't
there
like
write.
To get angry is my reason why.
Yeah,
that's funny because that's why I don't respond to anyone there, but that's kind of why I go there. It's like, ugh. Like, if I see anything about... And anytime there's an Xbox One announcement, I like to read the reaction on NeoGAF. Because you'd think that someone went and punched everyone who's a user there in the face. How dare they do this? How do you... And then they did this. And then they put the thing in the box. How dare they?
It's, yeah, it's, whoa. It's pretty
slow,
bad.
Slow down.
Yeah, I think Shipwreck said it perfectly. I don't like to get angry. It's the same reason why I only read, like, I skim the show comments for our site. And, you know, when people write to me after they've been banned, I tend to just delete their...
You banned someone yesterday.
I banned somebody yesterday. I banned a couple people yesterday.
Well, you banned at least one person that I saw.
Right. If you threaten to, like, kill... If you say that, like, some our family should be killed, I'm going to ban you. If you say that about any member of CAG...
Rule of thumb, don't mention that someone's family deserves to be killed.
Right, anybody on CAG. It doesn't matter if they are.
Doesn't matter if it's you or me or someone we don't know. Right. Just don't do that.
I have no problem with banning you. I do not feel any guilt about banning you, and I will not read your email that you send to me. I will delete it.
Oh, did someone send you an email? Did you get an email after?
Oh, not from that guy, but from somebody else. Okay. It happens all the time. I mean,
yeah.
People, here's me offer some advice to people on message boards. As somebody who's been running a fairly popular one for 10 years, if you get banned from a message board, unless you've done something really horrible, chances are you've probably just lost your account. And you can probably just make another account as long as you're not a complete moron and you have to tip your hand and let everybody know that, hey, it's me. It's the guy that you banned 10 minutes ago. I've made a new account. Because then what's going to happen is then you're going to get IP banned, and then now you're going to have to use a proxy every time you want to like jerk around on the site, even to access the site. And it's just a waste of time. So if you get banned, just make another account and keep
it. No way, man.
Profile.
This is Jerkface 312. I have no idea who Jerkface 311 was.
It's amazing how everybody, they just can't. All you have to do is not be an asshole the second time and give up who you are. And the people just can't do it. It's amazing.
It's really hard for people not to be an asshole.
It's amazing. I don't understand. Okay. Let's see. What do we got here? Austin. Oh. Not that guy. Okay, Austin Shippey. So with Shadowfall, that's the new Killzone game, clocking in at over a 50 gigabyte download, I'm nervous about the mandatory installs versus storage space on the new systems. What do you guys think?
Buy it on disk.
That's not going to matter. You're not going to be able to play on the disk and not install stuff.
Yeah, but you want it to install 50 gigabytes.
Sure you will.
Even with the disk, you have to download 50 gigabytes.
You're going to have to install a lot of textures and a lot of maps and all that stuff on.
I guess the question is how are they prepare? How are the console makers preparing for that? And are they? Are they not?
No. They're both shipping with a 500 gigabyte hard drive. We're all doomed here.
Well, I'm sure you can add a hard drive. But I also don't think
I mean, we're all doomed to buy more
hard drives. I think that 50 gigabytes seems like sort of an exception, though, rather than the rule. Like, don't all these first-party PlayStation 3 games take up, like, way more space?
Yeah, they're huge.
So, I know that the PC versions of these games are usually 10 gigs of the multi-platform games, and they have, you know, they can run a 1080p with high-res textures or high-ish res textures. So, I wouldn't expect most games to be 50, but probably 10 or 12, maybe 15.
You're going to have to get used to it. And I'm going to have trouble with this. You're going to have to get used to deleting games off of your hard drive.
Uh-oh.
But you can reinstall them if you ever really wanted to play them again.
Right. If you ever really want to re-download 50 gigabytes, so you can play Shadowfall again.
Which in a year you probably won't want to.
Right. That's the wave of the future here. That's where we're going, is these games are too big and they're not giving us the hard drive space that we need.
Right. Well, think about it. The Xbox One and PlayStation 4 are now PCs. I mean, they're running, you know, standard PC architecture. But the hard drive space if you bought a gaming PC and somebody said, oh, I put a 500 gigabyte hard drive in it, people be like, what? Why? What are you doing? How did you find a hard drive that was so small to put in your PC? So yeah, this is how they're saving money. And this is how you're going to be spending more money, I guess, in the future. Let's see. Oh, and this is a good question. Andy Film. This is a good question for Shipwreck, I think. Everybody knows Shipwreck spends most of his time in retail stores, and he can give us the lay of the land. Do you think there will be a big resale market through the holidays for the new consoles? I've pre-ordered two of each console with a thought to perhaps sell one set, but I'm sensing this may be different than other launches and inventory will be plentiful. What do you think?
I think it depends on what you're planning, like what your goals are with selling that other set. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I don't think just from the prices that things are coming in at, $400 and $500, I don't think there's going to be many parents that are going to be giving you outlandish amounts for these things.
Like no one's spending $1,000 on a PS4.
Right. So if you're fine making, I don't know, $50 on it, if that's worth your time, I think you have a shot at doing that. I just don't, I don't think that there's going to be a huge aftermarket on these things, even if they're really hard to find. Because the truth of the matter is people can wait for these. They can buy an iPad to satiate their kids in a 360 game or a PS3 game and say,
or 2DS.
Right. Or something. There's plenty of high market things that will be available during the holidays. So I don't think these are going to be like, I wouldn't go out and buy everyone you saw. I don't think that's a good idea.
Right. I think he's safe with he only has one extra, so you can't take too much of a bath. Mm-hmm. You'll make your money back. But both companies have said that they've been able to increase production.
But shouldn't they say that?
No,
true or
they
not?
Shouldn't. They should say the opposite, actually.
What?
To get the fevers. They should. Normally what they do is like, oh, we're not going to be able to meet the demand. It's going to be, we're sorry. We're doing our best to get the production up to meet this incredible demand. We could not foresee this incredible demand. Finally, for the first time, we can offer emotion and everyone's buying it. That's normally the song you hear, not like we're going to really, you know, we've been able to expand our operation and.
And everybody who wants, the demand has been so high that we're finally able to make a console for everybody who wants one. I think that's a pretty good story to tell. Well,
I don't know what the story is, but yeah, we'll see. I think you're okay, Andy. Don't worry.
You can't pre-order anything on Amazon anymore.
No, right. I think there's a market there. Some of these are going to go for a lot the first week after it's out, maybe the first day, but then the market's going to get satiated because, Andy, you're not the only one to think about this.
Right. It's a luck thing, too.
It's a lot of these consoles that have been pre-ordered at this point, because so many people are used to doing this now. A lot of these pre-orders are to the same people. I have one of each on Amazon, and I have backups at Walmart.
I like your backups.
Yeah. It's just how it works. I mean, people are going to pre-order it because they think they're going to make money on reselling them, and they very well could. It's just there's a lot of people going to be trying to do that.
Right. Why don't you take that $500 and buy some Apple stock? And then, you're basically just gambling anyway. All right. Anything else here? Are we done?
I think we're done.
All right. Well, let's remind our listeners that they can get some good deals over at GoDaddy.com for their web hosting and domain registration needs. We have CAG 249, which gets you $2.49 domain registrations. You get 32 off one, will get you 32% off your order, and free 9 will get you a year of domain registration with private registration. It's GoDaddy.com. What else, Wombat? How's your podcast going?
Uninformed Opinions is going very well. Our episode this week was on Pixar.
I see.
Pixar. Just go listen to it.
I'm going to go do that right away.
I bet you will.
Did you play that new foosball game, Cheapy?
No, my heart was broken by the last one.
Okay.
Actually, it wasn't broken. I finished the last one, but the online never worked. They never were able to fix the online. I don't know. I just go play real foosball.
Marvel Puzzle Quest comes out tomorrow for iOS.
Yeah, I'll have to download that.
Oh, shit. Yikes. Battery drainer. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We will catch you next week. Well, I'll tell you all about Mrs. Chibi's birthday party.
Bread's done.
It's not really a party, though.
Oh. Bread, now the bread's done?
Nope. It's actually a bread baking party.
Bread's almost done?
Did you hold a grudge against Montgomery Burns?
No. All right, maybe I did, but I didn't shoot him.
Checks out. Okay, sir, you're free to go.
Good, because I got a hot date tonight. A date. Dinner with friends. Dinner alone. Watching TV alone. All right. I'm going to sit at home and ogle the ladies in the Victoria's Secret catalog. Sears catalog. Now, would you unhook this already, please? I don't deserve this kind of shabby treatment.